You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
The top baby names for the year have been announced, but that seems weird to me since we still have 2 months of the year to go. How do we know the name that's like number four won't zoom all the way up to number one?
We don't know.
Top boys' names this year, they're starting with Liam, which has been number one 3 years in a row.
It's a good name.
For like the last 10 or 12 years, the number one girl's name has been Sophia, but it tumbled all the way down to fifth place this year.
Man.
And now for the first time in over a decade, we have a new number one girl's name, and it is Olivia.
Olivia. I like that.
I do too. They say that there's a whole bunch of pop culture that's popping up into babies' names now. There's a whole bunch of names from the TV series Ted Lasso.
I love this.
That is showing up. Keely is one of the main ones there. And Roy.
Oy! Good. Is Ted on the list? Any little baby Teds?
Ted itself dropped in popularity.
Oh, that's weird.
But the other characters on the show, their names all went up in baby popularity.
So when you and Gretchen have a baby, what are you going to name it?
Jeremy.
I like it. That's good.
Boy or girl, it's going to be
way.
Jeremy.
You guys are going to be great parents.
A funny thing, too, is that when it comes to pop culture, they say there's been an increase in baby names of the Peloton instructors. So when you get on your, you know, stationary bike and you're doing your workout,
yeah,
those instructors, Rigsby and Robin and Cody,
Cody,
they are getting babies named after them now.
Hey, my name's Cody. I'm a personal trainer. Spot me. LOL.
Cody's such a trainer name, isn't it?
Hey. 2 days, man. Protein, you know, creatine.
That's exactly what I think. When
hit
I hear
the showers,
Cody.
Shifting
gears.
Yeah.
I have a long history of not sleeping well. It's better these days. But now there's a... So my eyes are always drawn to stories about, you know, about what provides a better night's rest. And they did a poll, and they found that really it looks like one of the elements of people who get a good night's sleep are the people who sleep in the nude.
Ow, ow.
Twice as many people who sleep naked say they get high quality sleep compared to the people who wear PJs.
It keeps you cooler, man.
You know,
sleepwear.
The people who just wear, you know, boy shorts and a t-shirt. The people who are sleeping nude are sleeping better.
It's a coolness thing. That's why I don't sleep sometimes, is I run hot. So
I run hot.
I sleep in underpants.
Ugh.
Think about it.
Yeah.
Let's talk about something else. Quickly.
Today is National Sandwich Day. It's a day to celebrate the sandwich, as we say. I'll eat anything with roast beef on it. I'm a big roast beef. Roast beef and Swiss.
That would be like my last choice, just about.
And really?
Yeah, I'm not a roast beef guy.
I like roast beef. And it has to be on toasted bread. I like my sandwiches toasted.
Mm-hmm.
You big toasted guy?
I am. I'm on record as saying I think toasted peanut butter and jelly is the way to go.
Yeah, get that.
Runny peanut
butter on there.
I don't even want an untoasted peanut butter sandwich anymore.
Hmm.
There's just something weird about it.
The thing with peanut butter sandwiches is they are childish. You're a little child.
That's all right. Brings out the child.
You're a teeny tiny little child, and have a Capri Sun when you're eating it.
Ooh, if they're handy. Although I can never get that straw in there. It bounces off.
What are you doing?
If I'm going to a sandwich shop, it is the Italian.
Oh, that's good. A little pepperoni,
again,
salami, right?
Yeah, all sorts of cheeses and meats.
It's a lot of sodium, man. It's bad for your heart.
I don't have a sodium issue in my body, though.
Really?
Mm-mm.
It's a lot of...
And I get my blood work done every year.
Salted meat.
Yeah.
All right.
Burn it off, man.
Yeah, you do. What else is going on? Don't forget the big time change is happening soon, so make sure you set your clocks back an hour tonight. Get on that. What else is going on? Oh, speaking of being naked, my God. This Gwyneth Paltrow Goop gift guide, the GGG, the Goop gift guide, has been released. The thing is we really can't talk about anything on the list in the guide because
it's
full of filthy, naughty things. They're filthy, naughty things.
No, they're not. Why do you say it's naughty?
I made the mistake.
It's an adult activity?
I made a mistake of clicking on a few of these things because I was like, what is this? And now that is on my work computer.
Oh, it's all right.
A lot of the things in the guide I can only describe kind of by, let's see, here's one that is super bendy. One that has variable speeds, a remote control, and another one with gentle heat.
Oh, yeah.
That's the only way I can describe things in this filthy catalog.
Why do you think these things are naughty?
They are naughty. They're used for naughty things.
So you would never consider anything like that in your relationship with Nicole?
Oh, we've got one of those bookshelves that slides to the side, and it's full of super bendy variable speeds.
Okay.
You don't know. We got some 50 Shades stuff going on.
I know you so well.
What?
And the way you were raised and everything. The day you use an accoutrement will be the day I eat my cell phone.
I go home every day after work and put on a full leather onesie.
You don't do anything.
Some of the other things in the catalog that actually...
What if you sat down with Nicole and actually asked her...
What do you want?
Yeah, because she might have to feel like repressed because she knows she can't ask you for any of that
stuff. No, she's a freak too, man.
Uh-huh.
You don't know. You don't know.
Again, my guess is that she has desires, but you will squash all
every
of them.
Every desire has been
fulfilled. Because it's, quote, naughty.
We've been together for 2 decades, man.
Yeah, well, she's a saint.
We're both exhausted.
Either that or she is waiting till you go to work for 4 hours.
And she's putting the leather onesie on.
No.
With her super bendy gentle heat. Those are our two new rap names. You're DJ Super Bendy, and I'm DJ Gentle Heat.
Hold on, I'm making, now that I think about it, I'm making a note. I'm going to invest about $10,000 today in Energizer.
Oh, that's hilarious. Anything else I want to tell you about that story? I really don't.
Nah.
I really, really don't.
You're embarrassed.
No, I feel fine. Here's some things that might turn you out a little bit. Where one thing, it's this new ice cream that's coming out from Salt and Straw. It's their new line of Thanksgiving flavors. This is the takeaway from this one. Caramelized turkey and cranberry sauce is coming out in ice cream form. And in it, turkey bacon. There's little pieces of turkey bacon mixed into the ice cream. It's meat. It's meat ice cream. And I kind of want to try it. It's going to be the salty sweet thing. It's probably delicious.
I mean, I would like to meet some ice cream, but spelled differently.
Different. A little different. The most popular cereal in each state has been released. Really,
don't even say
really hard-hitting stuff this morning. Why?
Because Colorado's choice for cereal
Say it.
It's stupid.
It's Fruit Loops. God. We love Toucan Sam here in Colorado. But yeah, it's crap. It's garbage. That is a garbage cereal full of fake colors and fake flavors. Why didn't they go with a legit one like Cinnamon Toast Crunch? That's the best cereal out there.
I do like that one. It's so number good. Two to me to Honey Bunches of Oats. But
I just bought a box of that at Costco, Honey Bunches of Oats.
You don't like it, probably.
No, I like it.
Oh, you do?
It's too much, though.
Too much
I should have. I over cerealed because I was like, "Oh, it's on sale at Costco," and you open it up, and there's like 9 bags of Honey Bunches of Oats in there.
Oh,
I just needed one.
Ship some to me.
By the time you get to bag 3, you're like, "Oof."
Well, in one sitting, yeah.
The best thing about the Cinnamon Toast Crunch is at the very end when all the powdery stuff is left,
slurping
and
it.
You tip that bag up and
write down your pie hole.
Yeah. What did you think I said?
Well, I thought you meant like in the bowl.
No, in the box. The powder's left. And you eat it, and you're like, I hate my life.
So take a plate.
Yeah.
Here's my suggestion for it. Take a plate.
Okay.
And dump out all that, what would that be called?
The powder. It's just the cinnamon and sugar powder.
The powder of Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Yeah.
Then you make toast in your toaster. Immediately butter it, and then flip the butter side down.
Rub it on there?
Yeah. So it's almost making it like cinnamon toast with Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Now I'm turned on, Dom.
Okay. Don't need a battery for that, buddy.
Dip your super bendy gentle heat in that, if you know what I mean.
Who says I haven't?
Let's do clickbait, you pervert.
Clickbait.
Find it on our Facebook page. It's Dom and Jeremy on the FB. The hashtag TatGranny is trending on TikTok right now. It's because an 82-year-old woman out in Indiana said she wanted to get her first tattooed, and it has been documented on TikTok. So hashtag TatGranny is trending. You can see the pictures and the story on our Facebook. It's Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.